This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. After nearly 2 years of investigation, Special Counsel Robert Mueller handed in his report on Russian interference in the 2016 election and any possible connections to President Trump's campaign on Friday. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
A source tells the AP Mueller is recommending no further indictments. His team has brought charges against 34 people, including 6 associates of President Trump and 3 companies. Mueller has revealed a sweeping criminal effort by Russians to interfere in the 2016 election and showed people connected to the Trump campaign were eager to exploit emails stolen from Democrats. Attorney General William Barr has said he has a vision of 2 reports, one for the public, one for members of Congress. It's unclear whether President Trump will ask to see the Mueller report and under what circumstances he or his lawyers would be able to see it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meanwhile, the top Democrat in the Senate says the public deserves to see all of Robert Mueller's report. We get details on Chuck Schumer's feelings from Warren Levinson.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the whole Mueller report and the supporting documentation should be made public, and no fair tipping the White House in advance.
Attorney General Barr must not give President Trump, his lawyers, or his staff any sneak preview of Special Counsel Mueller's findings or evidence.
Schumer says he expects public pressure to ensure the whole report is publicly released. Asked about reports that Mueller, who has issued 37 indictments, isn't planning any more, the New York Democrat says until the report is published, it's too soon to say anything about it. Warren Levinson, New York.
A down day on Wall Street Friday with all 3 major indices finishing trading in negative territory. A Treasury Department report that the U.S. posted a record $234 billion deficit in February, coupled with a cooling of manufacturing, sent prices lower. This is VOA News. The White House has been saying that all Islamic State-held territory in Syria has been 100% eliminated. But as AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports, a few ISIS fighters remain fighting in Barghouz.
ISIS on election day.
On his arrival in Florida.
Here's ISIS right now.
President Trump showed off a map, saying it's about time the group no longer controlled territory in the region.
And that's what we have right now.
Still, U.S. officials say local coalition forces continue to battle holdouts. And Linda Robinson at the RAND Corporation says the fight is far from over.
ISIS organization has made a seamless transition already into insurgency.
She adds the U.S. should continue to play a supporting role.
Letting the local actors do the fighting and the securing, but supporting them.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
World leaders are criticizing President Donald Trump's announcement Thursday that the United States will recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Syria's ambassador to the UN, Bashar Jafari, said Friday the move is irresponsible.
President Trump's statement reaffirms the United States' blind bias towards the Israeli occupation and its unlimited support for its aggressive behavior.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Trump's announcement brought the region to the brink of a new crisis and new tensions. Egypt's foreign ministry denounced Trump's statement, citing UN Security Council Resolution 497, which rejects Israel's annexation of the territory. Aid agencies are scrambling to get life-saving aid to hundreds of thousands of survivors of Cyclone Idai in Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UN says 1.7 million people have been affected by the disaster.
WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier says conditions in the temporary camps sheltering the displaced are squalid and ripe for disease outbreaks.
In terms of cholera, in the past 6 years, there has been a cholera outbreak every year in Mozambique. So most recent one ended only in February 2018 with close to 2,000 cases.
The WHO has sent a team of experts to oversee the operation in Mozambique. It also has sent emergency medical supplies. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Funeral services were held Friday in Iraq for some of the 90 people who died when an overloaded boat capsized and sank on the Tigris River Thursday. It was the most deadly incident in Mosul since the city was recaptured from the Islamic State. Local authorities are being blamed for the incident. Rescuers and searchers continue to look for more bodies. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.